Hey guys, welcome back to another edition of the Daily Nerd Brief. I'm Troy Stegner of Talk Nerdy to Me, and I'm going to give you all the nerdy news that is fit to know. Let's start off with some movies. Stephen King fans, they are making a sequel to The Shining called Dr. Sleep. If you've ever read Stephen King books, they have cast Bruce Greenwood to play Dr. John. This is going to be his second Stephen King adaptation. He was also in Gerald's Game. Dr. Sleep is a, like I said, a sequel to The Shining, set 36 years after the events of The Shining. It follows the little kid, Danny Torrance. He still has the shine. He's been wandering around. He has the same problems as Danny. He's a little alcoholic and a drifter. He finally settles down in a New Hampshire town, and he takes a job at a nursing home. He uses his shine power to help comfort the people who are dying and passing on. And then he comes across someone else named Abra Stone, who has the shine also, but she's got the brightest shining he's ever seen. That causes some problems, causing his shine to come a little stronger, and he ends up having to battle for her soul and for his survival. If you've read Dr. Sleep, it was good. This sequel to The Shining is... Stephen King likes to reuse characters a lot, and I am not against that. I'm actually looking forward to Dr. Sleep. I don't believe it comes out until... Is there a date? I wanted to say I saw 2020. Yeah, the movie's going to release January 24th of 2020. So they haven't even started filming yet, but keep your eyes open for Dr. Sleep. There have been rumors of a Space Jam sequel ever since the first one came out. If you haven't seen Space Jam, it's where Michael Jordan teams up with the Looney Tunes characters to defeat a bunch of alien basketball players. And Bill Murray's in there also, playing Bill Murray, the role he's best at. Like I said, they've been in talks for a sequel for the longest time. They've attached LeBron James to that sequel several times over. They kind of solidified it, saying, yeah, LeBron James is going to be in this new Space Jam sequel. I really didn't hold out much hope that it was going to be good until they made this announcement that LeBron James recruited Ryan Coogler to produce it. If that name sounds familiar to you, yes, because he's the guy who produced Black Panther. And Black Panther is the best-selling movie, I believe, of the year. It's sold more Blu-rays than any other movie this year. And it's poised to take a top spot among movie sales of all time. So with Ryan Coogler producing the Space Jam 2 sequel, I'm actually starting to look forward to it now. And LeBron James he's done a few acting gigs since then. He's working on his craft. He was in Trainwreck. He's got the HBO show The Shop. He's doing one of the voices, I believe, on Littlefoot, the new Abominable Snowman cartoon coming out. So, he's getting his practice in. Hopefully he'll have his acting chops honed pretty well by the time they start filming this one. It's expected to start filming in 2019. Child's Play. There is a talks of a Child's Play TV series coming out, another Stephen King book. And now they're talking of a Child's Play reboot for the movies. And they have cast, they're in talks to cast Aubrey Plaza to be the mother in this Child's Play movie. You'll know her from Legion. If you've been watching Legion, she is Legion's little female sidekick who's actually Shadow King. I'm looking for Child's Play, great book. It was a real... It was scary. It was good. I can't wait to see this redone. I don't see dates on it yet. Like I said, they're talking with Aubrey Plaza to play the mother. They're also talking with Brian Tyree Henry to be in the film. So we might see in the next year a Child's Play TV series and a Child's Play movie. Go figure. Stephen King titles have a big resurgence right now to be made into movies. And Child's Play is looking like it's going to be the next one. Maybe we'll see a new Christine soon. Walking Dead. Walking Dead, they've announced, they've got plans for this to last for 10 more years. more TV series, even a movie, a made-for-TV movie, but still a movie planned for AMC. There's people out there who are going to say, oh, well, Walking Dead, it's no good anymore. The ratings have declined. Even with the ratings decline, dude, they're still pulling in 8 million, 8 million viewers. That's still pretty good. They're more than pulling their weight. So even though the ratings have declined from their heyday, they're still getting people watching. Fear the Walking Dead is crossed over with it a little bit now and probably will more in the future. Like I said, they are working on multiple movies and additional shows. So Walking Dead, they're not just going to go into the, you know, quietly into that dark night. They're going to really push hard with more spin-offs, made-for-TV movies, what have you. Walking Dead is not going away anytime soon. AMC said, hey, we're going to be doing this for, you know, next 10 years at least. Let's jump over into the comic book world. And let's start with something not so serious, Garfield. The new Garfield October books for Boom Studios. They're going to have two. They're going to have the Halloween story. You got to have a Halloween story in the fall. So, you know, they're going to have that Garfield Halloween story. The one I'm interested in coming out October 17th from Boom, Garfield's going to be on his own reality show in the book. So I'm sure it's going to be a lot of fourth wall breaking, a lot of typical Garfield stuff. So if you like Garfield or you have kids, you might want to look this up. It's a good Halloween comic to get. Garfield's always safe, always funny. Can't go wrong with Garfield. So yeah, October 17th, you're going to get to see Garfield Halloween special and possibly, you know, his reality TV thing. Local Comic Shop Day. I told you guys yesterday or the day before, November 17th is it's not really a holiday. It's a day called Local Comic Shop Day where participating comic book stores will have exclusive comic book titles you can only get from participating local comic shops unless you go, you know, on the third-party market like eBay or something. They've released two more of the titles that are going to be coming out. You're going to get, instead of Cherry Blossom, from Archie Comics, it's Cheryl Blossom. So you're going to get that comic book. And here's the one I'm interested in. When I was growing up, we didn't have Transformers. We couldn't afford them. We had I considered them knockoffs, the GoBots. They were the exact same thing as Transformers. You know, they changed from vehicles and stuff, airplanes, whatever, into robots. It had its own cartoon. It was not nearly as popular as Transformers, but for poor people like me, I had GoBots because they were always on sale and Transformers were always expensive. So Local Comic Shop Day, you're going to get GoBots number one from IDW. I hope they turn that into a ongoing series just for the nostalgia for guys like me. So look for that on Local Comic Shop Day. With Captain Marvel, the movie coming out here soon, Marvel has put out a title called Life of Captain Marvel. In that book, they are retconning Carol Danvers' origin story. And originally, you know, she was protected by Mar-Vell when they were firing the psych magnetron. He kind of stepped in front of her to block that radiation seeped through him into her. It changed her DNA and gave her powers. Well, now not same retcon or not same history in the new Life of Captain Marvel. She has sorry about that, my dogs. A Kree warrior tracks her down to her house, and she's telling her mom to get back in the house so she can protect her. And her mom says, "No, don't worry about this. This Kree warrior is actually here for me." And her mom takes off the necklace, and you see that she is decked out in full Kree warrior armor. So they're implying that Carol Danvers' mom is actually a Kree warrior. So maybe she was part of the Star Force ahead of her. Her dad's mistress, you know, seemed to have some kind of power. So they're surrounding Carol Danvers with a lot of different powers, which is different from her original history. But, you know, comics are always retconning and changing things. Boom Studios, we reported a while back that they had acquired Firefly, Joss Whedon. You know, it's no longer Dark Horse, it is now with Boom. Well, they grabbed another Joss Whedon license with Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Buffy is leaving Dark Horse and coming over to Boom Studios. That's got to be a huge boost for Boom. It's got to hurt for Dark Horse. You know, they just a few years ago lost the Star Wars license because Marvel is now part of Disney. And now they've lost Firefly and Buffy. Boom, good for them. They've just grabbed two pretty good licenses with Joss Whedon there to consult on where they should go with this. And, Buffy and Firefly have been with Dark Horse for 20 years. That's crazy. They're pulling up and going over with Boom. This is also the WB Network is going to... WB Network ran Buffy the Vampire Slayer for 7 seasons. And now Century Fox TV is working on a Buffy reboot with Whedon. So we will get to see Buffy not only go over to Boom Studios, we'll get to see another TV series of Buffy. No word on whether Sarah Michelle Gellar will make a cameo or not. It looks like Boom is making some big steps. If I remember right, they have the WWE title also. So Boom is making some moves to grab some more market share. Dark Horse, as far as I know, their big thing now is Aliens and Predators. So let's hope they capitalize on that. I'd hate to see Dark Horse go down the drain. Return of Wolverine hit the shelves yesterday. He has memory issues. The Return of Wolverine is starting from where I guess he first gets out of the adamantium encasement. His healing powers are his mind. He's lost a lot of his memory. He doesn't know that he has healing powers. He's learning this as he goes along with some help from a couple of the scientists at the Soterra Corporation. His healing powers, they're not working on this one wound he has on his right side there. For some reason, that one's just not healing. So, you know, they staple him up and he throws on his old yellow and blue costume. He's going around. And his claws, like I tell you before, that's one of his new powers. The claws, when they're popped, for some reason, they will glow red hot. Don't know why. They haven't really explained that yet. But now we see that, you know, the first moments of Wolverine's consciousness after getting out of the adamantium encasement. He's pretty much got to relearn everything again that he used to know. You know, they're telling him that he's a great hunter and can smell scents, and they're telling him all of his powers, which he's relearning. So we're going to see where that goes with Return of Wolverine, where he gets to the point he was in Marvel Legacy, which he looked like he was pretty much in control of all his faculties. So we get to watch that journey with Logan. Manga, how you pronounce it? Berserk, one of the more popular of the mangas, is coming out with a deluxe edition new release from Dark Horse. So Dark Horse still has that. Good on them. Berserk, they're putting out a brand new set of deluxe hardcovers from Dark Horse. The first one's coming out February 27th of 2019, the Berserk Deluxe Edition Volume 1. It's if you haven't read it, it's very violent, very bloody. This dude named Guts is a soldier. He's basically cutting his way and killing his way through the world, trying to track down this friend he had that betrayed him. It is one of the best-selling series in Dark Horse history, which is saying a lot. It's sold nearly 2 million copies since 2003. If you're a manga fan and a Berserk fan, and it's a good manga to read, You'll be able to start picking up those editions, which are going to be nice leather-bound hardcover editions that will look very impressive on your shelf. You can impress your friends that you are a learned and read person. It starts coming out February 27th, 2019. Lex Luthor. Let's talk about Lex Luthor. In Justice League, we saw Lex found out about the totality. The little doorknob dealy. He was studying it, finding out a bunch of stuff. He told all the other guys in Legion of Doom that he had a monster locked up in the basement because he took over Vandal Savage's base of operations, supposedly killed Vandal Savage. And Vandal kind of warned him, you don't know what you're messing with. But yeah, he killed him anyway, took it over, formed the Legion of Doom, was researching the totality, and then Justice League came in and ruined his party. They kicked their butts, they grabbed the totality. Now Justice League has the totality and they're studying it, trying to figure out what's going on. Luther wasn't lying. He does have a monster locked up in the basement. Spoilers, if you don't want to hear this, for Justice League, the new issue, you might want to forward now. I'll give you a second. He goes down into the basement, and you find out he has the Batman Who Laughs locked up down there. Not really. They kind of show you that Batman Who Laughs is not really being held prisoner. He can escape anytime he wants. And to prove his point, he spits a lockpick at Lex Luthor to show him, I could have escaped anytime I want. I want to be here. He's kind of manipulating Lex Luthor, telling him he has information that he would like to know about the Source Wall, what's behind the Source Wall. And he tells Luthor, basically, you fail every time against the Justice League and Superman because you don't commit to your idea. You have to be willing to be a martyr to do this. Well, Lex, gives in and he decides to make a deal with Batman Who Laughs, and he tells him, there's someone who could harness all seven of the powers behind the Source Wall. Her name is Perpetua, and she is. One second, guys. She is able to use all seven of the forces. He wants to find out about this. So, you see a body coming out of the totality. We don't know if that is Perpetua or not. This is setting things up perfectly for Batman Who Laughs 6-issue miniseries coming out in November. Can't wait for that one. So yeah, Justice League, Batman Who Laughs. He's not gone. Dude's still here. Let's jump over into collectibles now. Lego is putting out the coolest Christmas collectible ever. They are making a Lego Advent calendar for 2018. This thing's going to sell for about $35. If you don't know what an advent calendar is, it's got all these little things you open one day at a time. There's 24 of them. You open them up leading up to Christmas, like the one each day until you get to Christmas. Each one of them's got like a minifigure or a full figure in it. I'm looking at the pictures here that they're just so cool. Any Star Wars fan would love to have these. It's got, let's see, 307 pieces and the following features. There's five minifigures, three figures. You have little models like land speeders, the Naboo fighter, a bunch of other little speeder bikes and droids. The characters include Rose, Rowan, General Merrick, a battle droid, Death Trooper, a Rathtar, Guavian security soldier, and IG-88. IG-88, arguably the coolest character in Star Wars. He's the droid mercenary. This advent calendar, I gotta have it. It also comes with a fold-out play mat that you can use to play with these characters. Sony is putting out a retro PlayStation Classic coming out in December. It's like a miniature version. The retro console comes out December 20, or I'm sorry, December 3rd, just in time for Christmas. It's one of those deals that the games are preloaded on it. It has 20 of the fan favorite titles. It's got two wired controllers, HDMI cable, and a virtual memory card.
Here's the part I don't like. AC adapters are sold separately. What the hell? Throw in an AC adapter, guys. Come on. Was it retail, the $10, so it cost you guys, what, a dollar or something to make? Throw an AC adapter in there. Don't be so chintzy. The retro game, some of the games announced so far, they haven't announced all of them for the retro console, are Final Fantasy VII, Tekken 3, Wild Arms, Ridge Racer Type 4, and Jumping Flash. So December 3rd, this is coming out, $100. You can buy it. The games are preloaded on it, and you can just plug it up and play away. Like I said, that's all I have for you today. I'm Troy Stegner of Talk Nerdy to Me, bringing you the Daily Nerd Brief for Thursday, September 20th. Please subscribe to this YouTube, or if you're listening on podcasts, subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. I will see you guys tomorrow. Later, nerds.